We are going to talk a little Phillips powerlifting. That's a special event fundraiser coming up this weekend. And we got some of the powerlifters with us in studio. They promised not to hurt me. And we've got Michelle Johnson with us also, who's kind of heading up the fundraiser. So, Michelle, I'll have you step up to the mic. First of all, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Good.
All right. We've got not only a grand opening of Robin's Custom Creation, custom arrangements and such this Saturday, but we've got a fundraiser with the Phillips powerlifting team to go along with it. So a big day Saturday, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right. All right. Tell us what we got happening, and then we'll talk with some of our powerlifters here too.
So it all starts at 10 o'clock. Robin's Custom Arrangements will be having their grand opening, and we are going to be setting up right in front of her store, and we are going to be selling all the perennial plants, garden plants, veggies, like tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, all that sort of stuff.
Okay. All right. And a powerlifting team will be the benefit of a lot of the fundraising that's going on along with the open house, right? The grand opening?
Right. Right.
All right. And we got the powerlifters have wrapped up their season, but have an exciting year this year because Nationals are coming to our state, right?
Yes, that is something we are all looking forward to. We usually have to travel quite far for Nationals, and this next year it's in Appleton, and we are hoping that all the kids that do qualify can travel and make it to Nationals next year. Extra
incentive to make it, and that's always one of the toughest things about making Nationals is the travel and the cost, right?
Right.
Of going there. So here we got, right in Wisconsin. So you can support the powerlifting team on Saturday, and everything starts at 10 a.m., is that right?
That's right.
All right. Right on Lake Avenue, 161 North Lake Avenue, here in Phillips. And all kinds of food and items. And run through those again that you mentioned that will be available that will benefit the team, if you could.
Yep, so we're selling all the plants, your outdoor garden plants and perennials, and we're doing concessions this year. We have some pulled pork from Nick's Barbecue that was donated. We had some donated beef to do some Sloppy Joes from Deer Creek Angus. We're going to have a lot of drawings, too. There will be some planted pots or some potted plants to give away. And we're also going to have some men's and women's socks that was donated from Matco Tools. Robin's going to have drawings in her store that day. There's going to be a lot of other vendors set up downtown, so just a lot going on downtown.
All right. Great way to support the powerlifting team on Saturday. We've got some of the members in here, so let's run, get a quick chat with some of them here. Let's start with you, young man, first of all. What's your name?
Cade.
What's your last name, Cade?
Cade Fisher.
All right, Cade. What year are you in school?
Eighth grade.
All right, going into freshman.
Yeah.
All right. First year powerlifter, or you've been doing this for a while?
2 years.
2 years? All right. What do you like about it? What's cool about the whole powerlifting thing?
I don't know. I like it because I'm not with several people. I like being up by myself with it.
Yeah, it's kind of an single individual kind of driven kind of sport, right? I mean, you're still encouraging teammates and they're encouraging you, but it's self-driven. So how did this past season go for you? What were some of the highlights that stick out for you for this past season?
There wasn't major stuff, but like, I don't know, I went like 200 pounds up on my deadlift.
So from the beginning to the end, 200?
Well, 405.
All right, up to quite a bit. All right. Well, I think you got a lot of cool things ahead of you. The powerlifting team has a tradition of doing a lot of cool things. So are you extra incentivized now with Nationals next year being right here in Wisconsin to take this up a notch?
Probably.
Probably? All right, that's a yes. I'll take that as a yes. All right. All right, thanks for coming in. Who else do we have here? Step up to the mic there. What's your name?
Garrett Lammy.
How you doing, Garrett?
Pretty good.
All right. What year are you in school, Garrett?
Ninth grade.
All right. All right. First year powerlifting, or how many years you been doing this?
I've been doing this since seventh grade.
Since seventh? All right. What do you like about it? What do you like about the sport of powerlifting?
It helps your mental health a lot and helps you get stronger and just helps build you up.
Okay. All right. How'd the past season go for you? What were some of the highlights for you this past season?
Pretty good. I made all my goals. I made state and almost had a medal, so I think it went good.
All right. The meets are pretty crazy, aren't they? The meets themselves?
Yeah.
Lots of people, lots of encouragement from teammates. It's a pretty cool event, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Were you guys able to host one this year, or was it all on the road this year?
All on the road.
All on the road this year. Okay. All right. All right. Let's step up. Let's get one more. We've got a couple more here. What's your name, young man?
Isaac Johnson.
All right, Isaac. And what year are you?
Junior.
All right. What was your year like this year? Talk about your year and some of your accomplishments, Isaac, that you had.
It went pretty okay.
Yeah, yeah. As far as, so what do you, when you go into a meet, what's a typical meet? What are the, was there three events that you do?
Yeah.
As part of a meet, and what are they?
Squat, bench, and then deadlift.
Okay. And then you have a winner individually and then kind of an overall? Is that how it works?
It goes by weight classes.
Okay. All right. What was your favorite meet this year out of the ones that, or how many do you do typically in a year? How many different events do you get?
There's three meets, not including state and nationals.
Okay. All right. So how much training is involved with this? How many days are you in there lifting then and training for this?
3 days a week, and practices are anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Okay. Pretty intense practices?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. All right. Very cool. All right. Let's get one more in here. We got one more member of the powerlifting team. What is your name?
Keely Dahl.
Keely, how are you?
Good.
All right. What year are you in school, Keely?
I'm a senior this year.
Okay. I understand you qualified for nationals. Is that right?
Yes, I did.
All right. What was that like? Where was nationals?
Nationals was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh, wow.
It was very fun.
Drive or fly, or what'd you do down there?
We flew.
Oh, you flew down there. All right. So what was the process to qualify for nationals? What did you have to do to qualify for it?
So everyone's in a weight class, and your weight class has specific weights that you have to lift that much weight to qualify for nationals, and it's the same with state, too.
All right. Did you meet that qualification early, or were you kind of pressing up against at the end, or how did that go?
Early, I met my weight my first meet.
Okay, all right. And what was that atmosphere like at nationals? I'm sure you made a lot of new friends there too, right?
It was good. Kind of. It's very intense. You know who's the good lifters and who's your competition is. So
yeah. And you said, what year did you say you were again? I'm sorry.
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. All right. So you're graduating. Where are you off to after school?
UW Green Bay.
Green Bay. All right. Very good. Well, congratulations on the accomplishment. And Michelle, why don't you step in here real quick again? We appreciate you bringing the power lifters in, and people can support the power lifters' efforts and their goals of raising money toward getting a lot of kids to nationals, especially for next year. Again, mention it again, this Saturday in Phillips at Robbins, right in downtown. Not only a grand opening for the event, but help the powerlifters. So tell us what you got going on again, if you could.
Yes, so 10 a.m. it all starts downtown, in front of Robbins Custom Arrangements, in front of her store. Everything that the powerlifters are selling is donation only. So come and give what you can to support the powerlifters.
All right. All starts at 10 o'clock. All right. And we want to send a shout out to Devin Curler, who is the coach, but wasn't able to be here, the new coach of the powerlifting team for this year. So thanks to him. All right. Anything else anybody wants to say? All right. You good? All right. Thanks for coming in. Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for coming in. Phillips Powerlifters joining us here on Reality Radio. We have talked about this event for many, many years. I think ever since I moved here almost 25 years ago, but we've never had the in-depth analyzation and the behind-the-scenes description of the wood tick races that happen every year at the Oxbow Resort. And we've got Nikki nice enough to be with us, who is with the Oxbow Resort, to talk about that. So Nikki, thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks, Joel, for having me.
Yeah, and you said it had been a while since you've been on the radio, maybe way back in junior high, huh?
Yeah, it's been quite some time.
Yeah, well, fantastic. Well, thank you for taking time to join us. It's kind of become, it is a tradition, and it's something I think that has made this, I know it's made the statewide stories, and I think it even made the national stories at some point, the uniqueness of the wood tick races, and it's kind of what Oxbow is known for, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's been going on for 43 years.
43
and
years.
Yeah, quite
so what
some
did
time.
You think? Now, when you decided to take on the Oxbow Resort 6 years ago or so, and you first were, you know, maybe saw the place, and they told you about the tradition of the wood tick races, what did you think? What was the first thing that ran through your mind? I'm getting into a place here year where the wood tick races are the big thing?
Oh, yeah. The first thing I would say is that, wow, we've got a lot to learn, and one reason or another.
Yeah. Well, tell us what a typical wood tick race day is like at the Oxbow Resort, if you could.
Sure thing. So registration starts at 11, racing starts at 1. And when you come to the resort, you will sign up your tick. The registration fee is $1, so you'll pay a dollar.
See, that's funny right there. You will sign up your tick. I like that. All right.
That's
register,
right.
Registration. All right.
Okay. Yep. Registration is $1.
Okay.
So and at the time you register your tick, you will come up with a unique name for your tick.
Okay.
And so registration's $1. We ask you to bring your own ticks. However, our eldest son will be collecting some for sale. And so if you cannot find your own tick or you forget them at home, and your tick's just pooped from training all week, you can buy one from our boy. And that also costs you $1. So we'll call the names of the ticks, the unique names. We'll do a head-to-head race. We have two tracks running, two boards, and it's a head-to-head race, two ticks in the middle of the track. And the first one that reaches the outside ring is the winner and lives to race another race. The one that doesn't gets smashed with a mallet.
So are they strategically placed in the circle? Are they dumped into the circle, or how are they placed? That's because I think the placement of them, I think, would be key in this race, right?
Yep. The track is like a bullseye target, and so there's a central circle that's yellow, and so long as both the ticks are upright within that central circle, the race can start. And then the ring is about 18 inches radius from outside, the exterior ring there.
All right.
So there's a good amount of surface for them to cover, and it really depends on speed, agility, training, etc.
All right. And with the aforementioned smashing of the losing tick, I'm assuming this is not a double elimination event. This is single elimination, right?
Yep, that's right.
You lose once and you're done. That's just awesome. How many people typically do you get out for this?
Well, last year we had 197 ticks entered to race.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So it is the better part of a day. So racing starts at 1. And with the two tracks, it takes a little bit of time to burn through the first round in the second round to eliminate half of those. But I believe we called the winner of the race around 5:15 or 5:30 that same day. So the winner would get the purse of all entrance fees. In last year's case, it was $197, a trophy, and also bragging rights.
All right. So when someone's selecting their tick for this, is there a certain, because we have the really small bear ticks, we have the little bigger ticks, I don't know what the names of them are. Is there a certain type it has to be, or is it
wood ticks?
So it's a wood tick.
Yes, it's a wood tick. It could be a small one, could be a large wood tick, but a wood
tick. Right, and they're the little bit bigger ones. I guess I'm not a wood tick aficionado, but they are a little bit bigger. Do most people bring their own wood ticks, or do they just grab one from you?
Most people bring their own, but our son collected 45 last year, and I believe they sold nearly all of them.
All right. And so this is the time of the year you don't have to look far, do you?
No, you don't.
For the wood ticks, yeah. All right, so this Saturday, or the 18th, I'm sorry, a week from Saturday.
Correct.
The 18th, and what time does it all start at the Oxbow Resort?
Registration starts at 11. Registration starts at 11. The race starts at 1, and we have G-Man and Lisa. They're going to be playing some live music around noon.
Oh, cool. Are you guys on Facebook or out there for people to check it out?
That's right, yep. We have the event listed on Facebook, and you can find some more details about that on Facebook also.
All right. I'm thinking we had the Phillips powerlifting team in here just a little bit ago when you were mentioning about the ticks working out. I was just imagining little dumbbells and stuff like that. So are there people that actually come in and say they have a strategy? Is there a strategy? Are there actually people that are working out their ticks for this?
Yes. There's trainers, there's breeding stock, there's people that have strategies, there's people that have team t-shirts, there's people that paint their ticks in various colors as, you know, kind of war paint, if you will.
Yeah. It makes you wonder what the ticks are thinking, right?
I know.
A little bit. This is awesome. And this has been going for 46 years, you said, right? 43rd year. Mm-hmm. In Oxbow, just west of Park Falls over there on Highway 70. So it's very, very easy to find. If you've never been out there, The 18th might be your day to go check out the Oxbow Resort. And assuming you guys have some food and stuff available out there, too. It's really a place that is a Northwoods tradition that's been around for a long time. People know about it. Talk a little bit about your menu and stuff, if you could.
Sure. Well, for the races, we'll have a limited menu. We'll still be serving burgers and fries and drinks, maybe some select appetizers. But in general, we have the Oxbow Burger, which is a really big half-pound good burger with a proprietary blend of herbs, seasoning, and spices that has been secretly passed down from various owners for about the past two iterations of owners. But other than that, we have pizzas, we have specialty sandwiches, we have a really great patty melt.
All right.
We've got some good food.
All right. The 18th Oxbow Resort, the yearly tradition of the Woodtick races. And now you have the inside scoop of how it all happens if you haven't been out there. So go on out there for the entertainment alone. Sounds like a fun day, Nikki. Thank you so much for taking time to share the information with us.
Thanks, Joel, for having me.
You bet, Nikki. Joining us at 8:37 on Reality Radio. We're going to try to talk a little Shawamigan sports with our AD Darren Patterson in a little while, hopefully. But we've got Brent Mihalik with the city here of Park Falls joining us to give us our monthly update on what's happening around our area. Brent, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks
good morning.
For joining us. We appreciate it very much. And anybody who's been walking around the city, they see some things already beginning a little bit down there in the old Triangle Park, kind of working on getting rid of those bathrooms. So the project down there has begun, right?
It has. The city crew actually removed the bathrooms on the end there to make room for the new playground.
Okay.
The new playground will be ADA accessible, and it'll have sensory items in there. So it'll be a playground for kids of all, makes, sizes, shapes, abilities. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a nice little playground set. So it's been cleared off for that. The construction meeting, I actually have a construction meeting here starting at 10 today, and I believe they're going to be breaking ground this month yet.
Okay.
On the new park.
All right. And we kind of set the visual a few weeks back, but you've got the Triangle Park, except for the bathrooms remaining there, and then the playground, and then kind of the stage down in that south, what, east corner
where
down there?
The old Wells Fargo was, roughly.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, down in there. So that's going to be a summer-long process, right?
Yes. We're looking at substantial completion of the project somewhere in September.
Okay.
But they're going to be working fast on it, and there'll be bathrooms and that set up throughout the park. And
yeah, and there is, I think, a photo around one of the edges. I haven't seen it yet, but if people are out walking, they can actually see a photo of what the finished project will look like, right?
Yeah, it'll be very similar to that. There's a modification to the pavilion. The price that came back at the pavilion was astronomical. So
okay.
We had to cut back a little bit on the size and shape of that new pavilion that was going in.
All
but
right.
Other than that, it's very much similar to what you have on that board.
And it's going to be so awesome because as soon as next summer, I'm sure we're going to get the music in the park down there. And Flamborama, of course, the whole thing will change the vision with that, I'm sure.
I would imagine we'd go to the center park, yes.
Yep. Yeah. So some fun stuff happening for the city, and it'll be fun to see it develop.
Yeah, just to have summer. A town square and a town focus where people can come and gather. It's going to be nice for the downtown businesses and for the city of Park Falls.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. All right. What else is going on in the city? What should people know about this summer?
Yes. Yeah, well, this coming up, we are at the end of this month. On the 28th of May, we should be moved into the new facilities at the library.
Okay.
So people have been asking that. I think we get three or four calls a day and when we're going to be moving. But yes, the move is at the end of this month. So expect everything, by that last weekend of May here, we're going to be in the library.
Yeah, I was in there to see Deb and drop off my water bill, and I told her, I said, I got to look around. I said, I got to take one final look here because this is a piece of history that's going to be changed dramatically.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And with the Y coming in, they're starting their construction in June. So
yeah,
the old City Hall is transforming. The new library, old library, City Hall. I don't know what you call that building, but it's a, it used to be City Hall a long time ago. So we're moving over there. A lot of changes.
Yeah. So the Y beginning, like you said, in earnest in June, and then that'll be what, a year long process, or what are they, do you have an estimation on that? Or?
Yeah, I believe next spring is what they're looking at.
Okay. All right. So they're kind of transforming the building that's currently there and then adding on a little bit on the south end. Am I right on that?
Yeah. I don't know if they're doing the gymnasium right away. I don't believe they are, but they are doing the exercise equipment, workout areas and that.
All right. And getting it ready for childcare and such
child
like that.
Care, because so that'll be a big pull for the area and extremely nice for the area to have childcare of that size here.
That is a huge issue for small towns. And when people move to small towns, they're just like, is there childcare? And if they can't find what they're looking for, they're not going to come here, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we know the hospital's moving along too. I mean, that's one of the main things people look for. Hospitals, schools, workout areas, YMCA gathering places. That's all part of what we're doing here in the community to make it the next step.
And that hospital project is something, obviously, unless you go to the hospital and clinic, it's out of the way up there, so you don't see it. But that is a major project that continues up there, right?
The number of beds going in, they just got an occupancy permit on a number of the, or on one piece of the hospital area. So, man, it's a great project for the community, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Anything else that we should know about as far as any construction or anything that people have to maneuver around this summer around the city? Or?
Yes, actually. The First Avenue North and River Road.
Okay.
There will be some detours probably about starting in June to get around that location. That location is going to be torn up for water and sewer lines being installed in a water loop. So anytime you have a dead-ended street, you really want to have a full loop in a water system so that the water doesn't just stop, right? Okay. So we're completing a loop, but that's going to involve shutting down First Avenue North and River Road this summer for a little for a short time while they work on that.
Okay. A little bit back out of the way, so it won't affect everybody, but those who travel that way, it'll be a little bit of a go around.
Yep, and then there'll be smaller pieces where we're upgrading water lines throughout the city in just short stints, probably 100, 200 feet worth of water lines. So there'll be a few other locations that'll be affected, but their back roads are, the side roads, not the main roads.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the city is working on finding their next administrator, so the advertisements have gone out. Mm-hmm. We're expecting or hoping that somebody will be in here in July.
Yeah, okay.
Take over that role.
All right. Anything else hot topic-wise that the public would be interested in, I guess, going on? Or
no, I think that's about it. Well, people are concerned about where to drop off their water bills right now, of course, till the end of the month. Still drop them off at the old City Hall. And heading into June, we will have... on the current library entrance off the parking lot, it's wheelchair accessible, handicap accessible. We will have a drop box in that foyer area, and the foyer area will remain open.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Are we going to see you next month, or are you?
No, the end of this month is it. 28th of May is it for me.
All right. Well, we appreciate all your efforts, Brent, for the city. We thank you so much. It's one of those thankless jobs, as you know, going into it, but you're moving for some family reasons and stuff, so we always know that that's number one and important. So
absolutely.
So thank you so much for all the work for the city of Park Falls and helping in the transition, so we appreciate it.
Thank you, and it's been a great community to live in and work for, so I really appreciate everybody out there. A lot of support.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brent.
All right,
appreciate
you.
That's what's happening here in the city of Park Falls, your monthly update. We're going to talk Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream. We've got Dave and Tanya with us to talk about that live in studio. How are we doing? Morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Spring has sprung. Well, we never had winter, but spring has sprung. What does that do for you, for a business like yours when we have a wimpy winter like that? Does it make the spring easier, or is it pretty much just business as usual? I mean, is it the same thing? Or
it's pretty much business as usual. Certainly save on the heating costs.
Yeah, exactly.
But otherwise, it's business as usual. All the plants come in on a schedule, and we plant them No different than any other year, but the heating bill's the big part of it.
Yeah, exactly. So things are popping. We're open, ready to go. So what do we have, and what is kind of the timeline for some of the things that are still kind of getting rolling here at Northwoods Greenhouse? If you could kind of do a visual for us of what we're looking at and what we got for Mother's Day for people to stop in and get stuff for Mom this weekend.
We have lots and lots of hanging baskets. We have tons of quart baskets. We have everything. And May 14th, we have all of our bedding plants and vegetables and such as that coming in for everyone. So, but we have everything that you probably need from Mom. We have lots of good stuff. And we can even do custom baskets or porch pots for you. If you come in, find some stuff that you like, then we will whip it up for you and get it done.
All right. Now, for those who maybe haven't been down to your place in Prentice from up here in the northern part of the county, give us a little walkthrough. Give us a little description, radio description of what they'll find when they step into Northwoods greenhouse and ice cream, of course, too.
Well, I'll call it my utopia, but you'll come in, beautiful concrete walkways leading to two absolutely gorgeous greenhouses full of premium annuals and hanging baskets. We just put on a new deck last year called the Batangle Butterfly Terrace with a water feature running through it.
Okay.
So, you sit out there and enjoy your ice cream. We have plans to put a boardwalk in this spring and hopefully this fall put another greenhouse up. So each year we're trying to do a little bit more.
Okay. All right. And ice cream, too, you mentioned, too. Big G mentions that once in a while, doesn't he?
He mentions it all the time, yes.
Every once in a while. So we got Mother's Day going on this weekend. People are looking for something special. You mentioned, like, the hanging baskets. Those are very popular, aren't they, for Mom?
Yes. Very much popular, yes. I mean, we've sold quite a few already, but we made up to, I think we had 650 baskets this year. So the quicker you get in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, most of the hanging baskets will probably sell in the next couple of weekends. Yeah. Last year we sold out by the end of May, and I had to go to the auction and get more because we just didn't have any more to sell. But yeah, we have lots of shade baskets, some beautiful 16-inch cocoa mat geranium baskets. Pretty much, we pride ourselves on the variety of flowers that we have. We have over 500 varieties of flowers, so chances are you're going to find what you're looking for when you come by us.
Yeah. What about the plant that smells like butter popcorn? What's going on with that thing? Because that sounds wonderful. You just don't want to eat it.
Well, it's a unique plant.
Yeah.
It does not exactly smell like popcorn just as it is. You have to rub the leaves and then smell your hands. It smells like butter popcorn from the movie theater. It's quite interesting.
Yeah,
but it's
not showy. It gets some yellow blooms on it, but the unique part is you rub the leaves and it smells like popcorn. And it gets quite large. You'll get 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
I just want to know who stumbled upon that. Who made that invention? And hopefully they didn't try to eat it because that's never good. So that probably doesn't end well. All right. Well, talk about the vegetable side too, herbs and stuff like that, bedding plants and stuff like that for people who like to dig in themselves and get going.
Yeah, next week, Tuesday, I don't have the room with my two greenhouses to grow all the vegetables and herbs and bedding plants. So there's a wholesale grower down in Coloma that grows all that for me, and then I ask him to deliver it on such and such a date. So next Tuesday's that date. We've got probably 15 different tomatoes, 15 different peppers, cucumbers, squash, broccoli, cauliflower, and then, of course, all your bedding plants, marigolds and patience.
We're doing a lot of herbs.
A lot of herbs, probably 30 different kind of herbs coming.
And this year we have, we built our own drinkable basket, our little combos for mojitos and basil lemonade. So that's all, everything that you need for those drinks are in one pot. Okay. And you can come and get those.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah. You mentioned the Butterfly Terrace, but you kind of mentioned over, but it's enclosed, so you kind of go in there?
No, it's just a deck that we built last June.
Yeah.
But I put a water feature. There's a little stream running right down the middle of it.
Okay.
And we got the koi pond. We got like 13 koi in there.
Okay.
Just a peaceful place to sit and enjoy the ice cream.
Yeah, enjoy the ice cream. Do a little shopping and then kick back with some ice cream. How many different flavors of ice cream we got there now?
Well, we usually have eight.
There's eight in the dipping cabinet, but, on a busy weekend, I'll swap out five or six of them.
Flavors may vary depending on if Big G came in and wiped one out, right?
Right.
And they change almost daily in the summer.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, how can they find you guys? For those of you who might want to make a little road trip from up in Mellon or whatever, and sounds like a good day trip to get some ice cream, how can they find you there in Prentice?
Well, we're right on Highway 8 east of 13, about 2 miles, right on the corner of Highway 8 and Cemetery Road.
Okay.
We got a big ice cream cone and a big Northwest Greenhouse sign out on the highway.
Okay.
You can't miss it.
And open every day? Or
we're closed typically on Wednesdays because we need a day to run errands and get stuff done. But otherwise, it's 8:30 to 6 every day of the week.
It's good to have a day off, But the hanging baskets, Big G said over 600 hanging baskets, but those are probably all going to go here in the next couple of weeks, you're telling me, right?
Yeah, in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, so a great place to get the stuff for Mother's Day and stuff like that. And what's nice, what's awesome about getting, you know, plants and hanging baskets from guys like you, and, you know, not, I don't want to bash the big box store, but what I'm getting for you is that you guys can communicate with them, talk to them, about where they're, maybe where they're hanging the basket. I mean, all the information is there because it's what you do. It's your passion,
and that's a good point because I think tomorrow night's supposed to be 30 degrees. So, you know, you really got to watch the stuff from freezing. I know we got a lot of people yesterday came out and bought baskets. And I said, well, you know, they need to go in the garage for a few days because it's still way too early. I wouldn't be planting the garden until the end of the month. So,
yeah, when you have a wimpy winter like that, we're tempted, aren't we?
Yeah, we're tempted.
Everybody's been quite tempted.
I was telling Tanya on the way up, it's like, you know, I'd love for them have to sell this stuff twice, you know, if it dies. But I don't like to see that as a grower, so.
Yeah, you just got to keep an eye on the temperatures because a 60-degree high can be a 30-degree low real quick.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you just got to be careful with all that. So Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, you guys are on Facebook too, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so check it out on Facebook too. It's a great place to support a local business with just a great selection of items. And again, you can end it with a little bit of ice cream too. It's always a good way to end it. So, all right. Good to see both of you. Thank you so much.
Thanks again for having us.
Thank you.
Let's talk all things Shawamigan sports. We've got our high school athletic director, Darren Patterson, with us. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. And I have a confession about that Willie Adames home run.
Yeah.
Usually I stay up until the last out, and then I saw they were losing, and I was kind of frustrated, and I was tired, so I went to bed.
Yeah.
Then I woke up in the middle of the night, and I checked the score, and I'll just say a nice smile was on my face, and I went happily back to bed.
Well, I don't know if you heard the audio of the post game. Coach Murphy was talking about the fact that he was chatting with some of the Royals fans right there by the dugout, apparently throughout the game, a friendly banter. But Willie Adames came up to the plate, and he called his shot. He told the fans, "I'm gonna put us in the lead." And as he was, if you watch the tape of it, as he was batting, he was looking back at these fans. And the count got to be 3-1, and he made a gesture to the fans saying, "Here it comes," and then he hit the home run.
Well, now he could be in Babe Ruth's category, I guess.
Yeah. Murphy said it was nothing like he's ever seen before. And I'm sure he probably tells him behind the scenes, don't do it again.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk Shawamigan sports. We had a little rain out going on yesterday, so we're going to double up on some softball and baseball tomorrow, right?
We are. It was unfortunate. We just got too much rain in the morning, and then it puddled up, and we went down and took a look at it just like it was too much.
Yeah.
And I'll give our coaches and Bobby Mon a lot of credit. We've worked on some fields in the past and got them playable under some pretty harsh conditions, but just too much water and the infield was too wet, so you kind of just call it a day. And now the result of that is we'll go to Rib Lake tomorrow. Instead of playing a single game, we'll play a doubleheader. The key game for our girls on the softball side of things, in a sense that second place is kind of within their grasp if they can take care of business there. Phillips, Rib Lake, and Shawamigan are kind of all in that 2-3-4 range in the conference standings. So we'd like to go there and hopefully get a couple victories. Should be some good games, though. Very evenly matched teams. And our baseball boys, they'll have their hands full because Rib Lake is vying for a conference championship there. And we're kind of hoping that we can play spoiler a little bit. We've been playing a lot better baseball recently. We beat Ironwood on Monday, 5-4 in 8 innings. And then we played Stratford really tough on Friday. We only lost 4-1 to them, and they're currently tied for first in the Merriwood South. So you know, you never know. We've been playing a lot better baseball. So we got the two games for both softball and baseball on Thursday, and then we have Edgar here on Friday for a home contest. Weather looks like it might not be as good, kind of like yesterday, I guess. So we'll see if we get that in. And then the girls go to Thorpe on Saturday, and they play a couple games, one against Thorpe and one against Mondovi. So lots of action right now, Joel.
Yeah, and it's kind of looking like the Schwamigan girls, I think softball seedings are coming out, what, today or tomorrow? It looks like they'll probably get that first-round bye. It'd be nice for the baseball team to maybe to get one of those games against Rib Lake. That would maybe build their resume a little bit to maybe get not have to play that first round, right?
Yes, and actually the softball seeding meeting is tonight.
Okay.
So the coaches will be hashing that out tonight, and when you look at all the records on the girls' side of things, they're obviously Grantsburg sitting there pretty good. You know, they're the only undefeated team in the field. They probably will get the one seed. But, you know, if you start breaking it down, you look at Shawamigan and Shell Lake, they're kind of the two teams that would stand out that might potentially be vying for, you know, the number two seed there. So we should get a pretty good seed there, which the girls earned by, you know, virtue of their 11-4 record. You know, and on the boys' side of things, Joel, you're absolutely correct. If we could play some good ball against Rib Lake or even at minimum split with them, I think that would be huge for them in terms of seeding, because you just beat a significant team. And I think coaches can look and see that we've been playing a lot better baseball at the end of the year. Maybe we're a little bit better than our record indicates, too. So, you know, they're all big games, but, you know, people look at that stuff. So hopefully we can put on a good show.
Yeah, so doubleheaders tomorrow, baseball and softball. And like you said, softball seedings will come out later tonight, tomorrow. Track is going to try to get something in over in Rhinelander tomorrow, looks like, right?
Yep, it's their final tune-up meet, if you want to call it that, their last regular season meet. Pretty big event over there at Rhinelander, good competition. And then next Monday, Joel, we have our conference meet at Abbotsford. Track and field's a little bit different than, say, baseball and softball, where they do a north-south split. Track is all one north-south all together. So there will be 12 teams vying there for a conference championship from a team standpoint, and then top three get all-conference recognition. And we're hoping to get our kids, as many kids as we can, that is, to place hopefully pretty highly down there. And then we kind of turn the page, and the following Monday it's WI Regionals for track and field. So, you know, I kind of had to scratch my head the other day, and I'm kind of come to the realization I never do a countdown, but other people around here do. But now I'm kind of feeling like the school really is ending once you start seeing regionals pop up on your calendar. So we're kind of at the end of it, I guess.
Yeah, I wanted to touch a little bit too the Shawamigan softball team. Man, they can hit the ball this year. They're putting up some serious run totals, Darren.
Yeah, I should break down their schedule right now. I don't know how many times I have, but more than a handful of times this year, Joel, they've run up double digits in terms of runs scored.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we can certainly put the ball in play, and that's really the strength of our team is their ability 1 through 9 to, you know, everyone can kind of swing the bat. Even have a couple girls on the bench that can come in and help in a pinch, too, if you need them to. It's a really balanced lineup, so to speak. So, you know, when you don't have any glaring weaknesses in your lineup, you're able to string together some big innings at times, and we certainly have too, where, you know, you just put a 6 or 7 spot up in an inning or something like that. So, yeah, it's a good hitting club. They play pretty well defensively, and we get everything we can on the mound from Anya Brentwell too. So, you know, if we get in a slugfest, you kind of like our chances.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to say we're Harvey's Wallbangers from the 80s, but we can score some runs.
Yeah, the young Beeble girl, she got a nice recognition, I think, from WJFW as their player of the week for knocking around some home runs. So always nice to get that recognition, too.
Yep. And people noticed that. I think at one point she was hitting, the first couple of weeks she was hitting over 800. I think she's cooled off to only 600 now or something like that. But. And I'm saying that jokingly, obviously, because hitting over 600 is amazing.
Yeah.
But she also played some really nice shortstop, too. She's a real complete ball player for sure.
All right. Very good, Darren. We thank you for the update. We hopefully can hold off on that rain and get things finished up this week. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Joel.
You bet. Darren Patterson, he is the athletic director for the Shawamigan High School. You can check out the schedule, csdk12.net. Great place to go to follow your teams, whether it's Shawamigan, Phillips, Winter, Mellon, Butternut, wissports.net. Travis Wilson and the crew at WIS Sports do a great job. Scores, standings, state rankings, WIS Sports, W-I-S, wissports.net. A great place to go. Well, I want to thank all of our guests for coming in this morning. Northwoods Greenhouse, Michelle and the folks from the Phillips Powerlifting team, and just everyone for making Reality Radio what it is. It was pretty cool. Nikki from the Oxbow Resort, that was a fun interview we did talking about the wood tick races. And Brent Mahalik, we thank him for stopping by from the city also.